Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I was telling you earlier today that while I was traveling in Northern Ireland, I connected with some kind of a bug. And clearly it was bacterial because the antibiotic the doctor prescribed for me when we got to Galway, and I was already, my gosh, by the time we got to Galway, I got sick the afternoon of the 27th of December. We arrived in Galway on the 3rd of January, and it was the 4th of January when we found the doctor. Actually, we didn't find the doctor. I called the front desk at Glenlow Abbey, and I laid it in their hands. I said, you get me a doctor who's willing to come here. I have to tell you, and as it turned out, he took my temperature. I was running, 101. It wasn't a big deal, but it was elevated. And coughing my brains out and feeling miserable and sleeping 19 hours a day. And I don't know a doctor who, like when I was a child, would make house calls. Wonder how many of my listeners remember doctors making house calls. It was like the old West, where the stagecoach and buggy came up with the doctor and his little black bag. I guess I was somewhere in high school when my doctor, you know, bundle up with your 103 degree fever and 14 inches of snow outside and come to my office where I will treat you. It seems inhumane, frankly. Especially when you're dealing, I remember when my children were born, you're dealing with babies and they're sick. Do you really want to take them out of the house? Be nice if, you know, various towns and cities in America went back to the concept of house calls. So apparently, I don't know if they exist in Northern Ireland, but they exist in the Republic. There is an organization or company or firm, I don't know what you want to call them, called CARE. And it's just C-A-R-E, all capital letters. When you drive around big cities, you will sometimes pass something that says CARE. And it's a 24-hour walk-in clinic kind of a place where you got a problem and you need to be seen right now, you can get attention. But what was more remarkable was I would have rather died than get out of bed. That's about how miserable I was at that point. So it was grand to have Dr. Dennis Higgins, and I wish his name had been Henry. I didn't even have the presence of mind to ask if he had a brother named Henry. His mother should have named somebody Henry. Then I could have sung him something from My Fair Lady. Just you wait, Henry Higgins. But he was lovely and prescribed us medication. So you're going to love this part. So how are we going to get this medication? How do we get this prescription filled? So he wrote out a prescription. And he said, well, here's what I'll do. I have to pass the pharmacy on my way home anyway. I will go to the pharmacy. I will bring in the prescription. And we will have them deliver it by taxi. So about 45 minutes, I don't even think it was an hour, after and by the way, they don't call themselves doctors in Ireland. They call themselves Mr. I find it very peculiar because I don't know a doctor or a PhD in America who would let go of that coveted title of doctor. But in Ireland, they all call themselves Mr. You go look up some doctor for some specialty or whatever, you're going to find out the doctor is Mr. somebody, which I find very odd. But maybe that's just because I'm not used to it. I just find it weird. I mean, Mr. is so ubiquitous. A word I haven't used since the SAT exams. Mr. is just so glib, nondescript. I mean, any guy can be Mr. So I said to my good friend, Brita Reed, who with her husband Tom owned the Glasson Country Club and Golf Club in Glasson, County Westmeath, Ireland. What's with the Mr.? And she said, oh, they're all Mr. And the more doctor they are, the more Mr. they are. So you go figure. So Mr. Dennis Higgins, the doctor who came to visit us, dropped off the prescription at the pharmacy. When it was completed, they called a taxi, gave it to the taxi driver. The taxi driver brought the prescriptions over to Glenlow Abbey. And the front desk had a bellman run them down to our room, to our suite. So that was a good thing. Oh, so I tell my doctor the story. And I said to him, you know, and I suspect you wouldn't even come to my house in Berkshire County. And he just smiled and giggled if I didn't get an answer. So I don't know if that was a yes or a no, or you're right. But he did ask me, what did they charge for this service? And I think he was surprised by how reasonable it was. The doctor charged 100 euros, which at the rate that day was about $105 or $107, to come out for me. If we forget that there's a difference, like in theory, if today the euro was $1.54, it would have been $154 to visit. If we just look at it as a unit of cost of that country, it would have been like $100. Which, to have a house call by a doctor, I bet we pay more. I mean, I never know what we pay because of insurance. But I bet the visit to the doctor's office is more than $100 if we were paying the whole bill and the insurance company weren't involved. So it was 100 euros for me. And then he asked if my husband wanted to be seen. And I said yes, because he was now a week behind me in this illness, because I managed to give it to him. If you listen carefully, you'll hear him coughing in the background. So it was another 100 euros for him, and it was 50 euros for the combination of two prescriptions for him, an antibiotic and a cough thing, suppressant whatever, anti-congestant something, and two prescriptions for me of the same thing, a penicillin derivative, amoxicillin and something else for the cough. So it was four prescriptions and the taxi cab to deliver it to the hotel was 50 euros, which was like $54. So the whole shoot and match came to $254. And because we are clever bears, smarter than the average bear, I actually take my own advice, and we have special insurance for when we are traveling outside the country. And I just said to my husband today, did you send in the receipts from the doctor and the pharmacy? I don't know if the pharmaceutical stuff is covered, but the doctor is. So we'll either get back all of the 200 euros or a major chunk of it, either way. Frankly, I was so happy to have the attention, you have no idea. So I didn't get to spend the late afternoon and evening with my good friend, Dr. Tim Campbell, but I've got him on the line now, and we're going to just start a conversation and then go into a quick commercial break right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood tickets go on sale January 29th. Visit the summer home of the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops, located in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts. For a full schedule and ticket information, visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200.
I have on the line with me live from County Down. Are you coughing?
You got me coughing now with all this talk of coughing.
Get yourself
Hello
a glass
County
of water.
Dyer. Welcome from Ireland.
This is Dr. Tim Campbell, Executive Director of the St. Patrick Center in Downpatrick, County Down. You weren't coughing before you told me. I asked you if I made you sick.
No, you know, we had a wonderful time. I caught up with you for lunch just around Christmas time, but you were then starting to, you were feeling ill, so we cut it short, and I'm so sorry that you haven't been well, because nobody wants to be on holiday and be sick.
I was knocked on my behind from when I left you on December 27th until yesterday. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and talk about other stuff rather than that, but hey, don't leave me. It's part of the reality of travel. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com. /rumors.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale through May 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak, valid through May of 2017. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We always go to the most fun places with my good friend, Dr. Tim Campbell. And sometimes the most fun place is to be at the St. Patrick Center in County Down, which is a remarkable place that we're going to talk more about later. But we made plans to get together on the 27th of December at Harry's Shack on Port Stewart Beach. And Tim, isn't it just the most serene, fun, relaxing, gorgeous place?
Yeah, sometimes whenever you go to the place that everybody else is at, all the local people are at, then you know you find somewhere that's really special. And that is the place. Everybody was there. They were surfing. It was, the waves were crashing in. You've got a, it's part of the National Trust, which is a fantastic organization for protecting the coastline. It's a scene from Game of Thrones, that huge beach that runs for about 4 miles. People surfing, and we were eating and looking out. And it was almost like an après-ski without any snow. Surf.
Well, yeah, it was, and it was like 40 something degrees, and that's one of the reasons I got sick. And sunny and gorgeous, and almost the whole trip every day was sunny and gorgeous. In the last 12 days, I was in bed. But, you know, the warmer weather helps perpetuate the growth of illnesses. I mean, you know, I always say in the U.S., when, you know, in the dead of winter, when it gets to be about 40 degrees, it's pneumonia weather. That's when everybody gets sick, because the stinking bugs, you know, self-generate, come to life and say, oh, a good time to live inside you.
Yeah.
So it would have been better if it was colder. Yeah. I would have been happier if it was colder.
We had the warmest Christmas on record. So that's quite true. And my camellias in the St. Patrick's Centre garden are now coming out with my rhododendrons, and we're in the middle of January.
Wow.
So just, yeah.
Yeah, people don't believe that, though. That's why I love being in Ireland in February and in early March. And, you know, you go down a street, and there are towns in, I can't think of one in the north, but I know there are towns in the Republic where, you know, those three-tier plate holder things that you do high tea on, you know, or you bring to your coffee table, and there's like three plates, each one a little bigger than the one below it, or a little smaller than the one below it.
Yeah.
And people put cookies and munchy things on it. Well, imagine that about 7 feet tall, and each plate, instead of being a plate, is a big giant planter bucket. And the one below it is even bigger, and the bottom one is the biggest, and they are overflowing with flowers. Springtime flowers, and tulips and hyacinths and all kinds of gorgeous blooming flowers. And you see that in March, all over Ireland, from the end of February onward. If you want roses, you got to come back in May and June. You don't really see the roses till later in the season. But the season in Ireland is so much, the year-long climate is so much milder than ours. I mean, while we were in Ireland where it was 40 degrees, 42 degrees, 38 degrees, it was what here? -2 Fahrenheit. I mean, and people say, oh, we go to Ireland in the winter? Are you great? You know, no, I haven't lost my mind. But unfortunately, it was warm enough for some bug to decide to live inside me and make me sick as a dog. I am so happy you didn't get it, because I was coming down with it at that lunch. By the time we finished lunch, I was like, I had no energy. I just wanted to get in bed.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you didn't get it, my friend. That's a good thing.
No, luckily everything has been, and you say, you know, we've got daffodils coming through even before Christmas, so it's been unseasonably warm, but you're quite right. Christmas time and off season is a really good time to travel.
It's especially a good time to travel because there are fewer people traveling. We call it smart season travel. Mm. By the laws of supply and demand, something that's going to cost you X in December, January is going to cost you 2X. In March, April, May, it's going to cost you 3 or 4 times X in the summer. And the more people that are there, as well-intentioned and caring as everybody is in hospitality in Ireland and in Northern Ireland, you know, you can't cater to people the same way when you are booked to the gills as you can when you've got 25% of the people you would get the rest of the year. So you really get a different level of attention. So it's not that you're not going to get good attention in the summer. It's just that you're going to get more attention when you travel in smart season travel, and everything is cheaper. Stay with me. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have Dr. Tim Campbell, the executive director of the St. Patrick Center, in a town called Downpatrick in County Down, Northern Ireland, the only permanent exhibit to the life and works of Patrick in the world, and a remarkable place in an authentic center setting because it's right in an area they call the Kingdoms of Down, St. Patrick Country. And the spot where Patrick built the first church in Ireland, a town called Saul, S-A-U-L, is about a mile down the road from the St. Patrick Center. And there are so many other mountains and hills and wells and places that are part of the historic trail of Patrick. So, you know, you don't have to be a student or a follower of early Christianity or, you know, have a particular religious interest, although if you do, you're going to find it even more exciting, I think. But if you are a student of history and you enjoy the opportunity to go to places that are what I refer to as platinum destinations as opposed to plastic destinations, places that are authentic, real, have some historic longevity to them. Patrick's grave is said to have been utilized for the first time when he was interred in the grave next to Down Cathedral, which is just beside the St. Patrick Center. In what was it, 464, Tim?
Yes, about that. That's his death date. Yeah.
Okay, so you're talking about 1,600 years ago.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, you know, this is serious stuff. This isn't the kind of thing that was, you know, the whole pulling together of the threads that are all the pieces of Patrick's life and times and creating a center that looks like actually like Walt Disney built it. I mean, it is so well done, so professionally done, with videos that help explain Patrick's life, with an actor portraying Patrick and telling Patrick's story in his own words from two writings that exist from 460 something. I mean, it's just remarkable. It really is remarkable to be able to tell Patrick's story in his own words. It's incredible. How was the El Confessio and the letter to the whoever soldiers that I can never pronounce?
Yes, the soldiers of Caroticus.
Okay, one day I'll get it. I'll nail it. Look how long it took me to learn the rhyme about the...
You've done very well so far.
I'm working on it. I mean, there are just some things that are... It took me 2 years to learn to say Apostolakis. So if anybody lives in Red Bank or Shrewsbury, New Jersey, and knows Steve Apostolakis and family, say hello from Stephanie Abrams. But it literally took me 2 years not to butcher that man's last name. But how did those papers survive time?
So, well, as you say, Stephanie, the story of St. Patrick is very interesting. He actually provides us with the text for the exhibition. It's read by a very famous actor called Kieran Hines, who's been in many movies. And the original texts actually do not survive, but the copies of them survive, which are probably a couple of hundred years later. So, but the words have been copied. The monks learned how to read and write by copying his original text.
Wow.
And so those two pieces of writing were copied into a number of different versions, and we have many of the versions still survive, the earliest of which comes from the Book of Armagh, which can still be seen in Trinity College in Dublin. If you ever go in, there's a big chub safe. The Book of Kells, which is the famous one, the big illuminated one,
right,
is in one big chub end safe end of it. But the other tiny little book called the Book of Armagh is actually more important, but it just doesn't have the pictures.
Aha. Uh-huh. You see what illustrations will do for you.
You're quite right, yes.
Tell you, you need those visuals. That's why we're really going to make a serious effort to do a lot of video this year. So, because I think that will also add to the things we're talking about. But somebody who I know and love and have a lot of respect and admiration for, and therefore why I will allow to remain anonymous for the purpose of this conversation, because I think it would embarrass him. And I don't mean to do that, but I was at an event of a bunch. Hang on one second here. I got Maggie McGee with us in the studio today because she was home alone at her. She thinks that Maggie McGee is our Springer Spaniel. I think she thinks that she comes from a divorced family and she has shared custody between us and the people at the kennel. So, since she was in the kennel for almost a month, we have been taking her with us wherever we go. And she's with me here in the studio and has decided to dig a hole in the rug. I don't know what she's trying to find, but that's not a good thing to do, Maggie. Oh, you're so sweet. Anyway, she may have something to say if somebody walks by our studio, which kind of looks like the Today Show, because it's like a retail space that wraps around the lobby of the Crowne Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And there's all these big windows. I mean, we must have like 18 feet of windows here. So if people walk by, she doesn't generally care. But if a dog walks by, there has to be some communication. So she may have a lot to say or not. We'll see what happens. But happily, she stopped digging a hole in the rug. I don't know what she was looking for. So, what was I telling your face? Oh, so I went to this event, and the guy who's very, very active, president of the organization that was holding this function, was giving an award to somebody, and the person was from Armagh. And in giving the award and mentioning Armagh, he mentioned that Patrick was buried in Armagh. Wait, it gets better. A guy sitting, and there must have been 250 people at this event, and there was all these round tables of like 8 or 10 people at a table. One table over is a guy I know very well. And I caught his movement from the corner of my eye when he shot his head around 90 degrees to look at me. Because this guy listens to my shows all the time, has heard me and you on the air with me talking about the St. Patrick Center.
Yes.
And how Patrick is buried in County Down. In Downpatrick, not in Armagh. So now he's real antsy because he knows something that he feels the need to share. And I look at him and I put my index finger over my lips like you would to a child, you know, in church or, you know, at some meeting or like, this is not the time to talk. And I put my index finger over my mouth and shook my head. No, do not correct him. We know, but leave it alone. But there is a St. Patrick Armagh connection, and I don't know what that is. So explain, because I hear from time to time people will talk about Armagh and Patrick, and now here's this book of Armagh that I'm just hearing about for the first time, didn't know a thing about. So bring me up to date.
Okay, so when Patrick came to Ireland in 432, I often tell people that I'm not very good with dates, but the one date I can remember is 432.
That's easy to remember, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if he'd have come in 321, it would be easier again, but 432 is not bad. So he came here, he creates the first church in Ireland at Saul, he converts the High King of the northern part of Ireland who lived in the Great Dun, or the Great Fort, that's now named after him, Dun Patrick, the Fort of Patrick. He goes around the northern half of Ireland, founds Armagh as one of the churches, and then Armagh, whenever he dies, he comes back and he dies in Downpatrick. But Armagh becomes really important to the early Christian community. It becomes the ecclesiastical capital of Ireland. They remembered that Patrick founded it, so he became very hot property. And they obviously had his, seems to have had his documents. They wrote about him. They wrote out his two messages over and over again. And eventually it came to the stage where they got a little embarrassed and they said, well, you know, Blessed Patrick, he founded Armagh and started Christianity. But they were embarrassed that he wasn't buried there. So they had to make up a story, which is in the Book of Armagh, only 200 years after Patrick's death. And they said, Blessed Patrick, when he died, he wanted to be buried somewhere in Armagh. But the oxen, so they put him in the back of an oxen cart so that the oxen would know exactly where to take him. But they seemed to have been wayward cows. They took a wrong turn, according to the Book of Armagh, and they came to Downpatrick, which is, of course, where he didn't want to be buried, according to them.
Stay with me, everybody. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Of the tiger that quickens your walk. Oh, I believe in you.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickarreed Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns. Outdoor adventure and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place
Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale through May 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you in part by the Crowne Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel. Call 413-499-2000 or log on to berkshirecrown.com. Crowne Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel, the place to meet.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Dr. Tim Campbell on the line. Not to be confused with Mr. Tim Campbell, who would have to be a physician. Do you know what that's about? I mean, why have doctors dumped being doctor, medical doctors?
Well, it's a kind of snobbery thing. You know, whenever you're a general practitioner, you become a doctor. Whenever you get elevated beyond that, what do you call yourself? So they start to call themselves Mr. So it's to differentiate them from the rest of the herd, you know. And I'm the poorest doctor, you know, by the way.
No, you want to know about poor doctors? You go to France. And France has an amazing medical system, but their doctors are not considered rock stars, and they're paid through the government. And so, you know, a surgeon is just a normal middle-class person. This isn't somebody earning serious six or seven figures a year.
Yep.
So, the French doctors are greatly underpaid. And they have one of the best medical systems in the world. But in any event, I wanted to talk with you about the Friends of St. Patrick's chapters. And maybe there are some people around the U.S. who would love to start a chapter of Friends of St. Patrick. Currently, I was instrumental in gathering up a small but merry band that is growing, and we hope to see grow into bigger numbers and more strength in Western Massachusetts. And we've called it the Western Massachusetts Friends of St. Patrick's in hope that we will be able to bring in people from not just Berkshire County, but from the Springfield, Long Meadow, that whole area, and get to a big enough size that we can then splinter into the Berkshire Friends and the Springfield Friends or something like that. And there's a chapter in Albany, New York, which is only an hour away from where we are in Western Massachusetts in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains. And that would really make for a nice collaboration of getting together to create events and do wonderful things together. Right now, the other chapters of Friends of St. Patrick, in addition to the Western Massachusetts chapter, they're where, Tim?
So we are also in Milwaukee in Minnesota. We're in Phoenix, Arizona. We're in Toronto. We have a small group in Pittsburgh and another small group in Tampa in Florida.
Oh, that's wonderful. Where we are heard on WHFS AM 1010.
There you go. Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, and we should get together and do some things with them too, especially when it's snowing here. So, you know, nothing like being in Tampa when it's snowing in the north. We are working on our first Young Ambassadors Program. Can you explain briefly what the Young Ambassador Program is?
Well, we started our Friends of St. Patrick organization because people were inspired by the work that we do at the center, and they wanted to learn more about Northern Ireland, and that grew into a Young Ambassador Program because we wanted to get them to send their brightest and best, most informed and influential individuals of the future throughout North America to Ireland to learn about the northern part of Ireland and to find out about our social and cultural history, and also to be able to develop and help them to develop their future careers. So, people who come with an interest in politics, we get them involved with local politicians so that they can understand what the politics are about. We get them involved with the Ulster Scots-Irish community. We call them the Ulster Scots. We get them involved with the BBC and the media, or sometimes they want to be involved with newspapers, or you know, we kind of fit them into whatever aspect of their life they're trying to develop through their careers, and then they build a lifetime association with us, and they inform their own communities about what is happening in this particular part of Ireland and become representatives for St. Patrick.
And the next group of young ambassadors coming from various places in the U.S. and from Toronto will be visiting in Downpatrick when?
The next group are going to be coming in the first 2 weeks of June, and we're very excited about that because this is going to actually be the 10th year that we've done this. So in all those years, we've had about 85 young ambassadors come through from all different parts of America.
Well, we're hoping.
People.
What is the website where people go so they can apply in those various places and for the Berkshire group, the Western Massachusetts group?
Okay, so it's very simple. It's www.youngambassadorprogram.com, and that's P-R-O-G-R-A-M, which is not the European way to spell it, it's the American way to spell it, youngambassadorprogram.com. And if you go onto that, you can take a look, find out a little bit about it, see pictures, and go to the apply button, which is at the very top right-hand side.
And when you go to the apply button, if you're from Western Massachusetts, click on the Western Massachusetts Friends of St. Patrick. And go apply quick because we're going to pick somebody in February. Thank you so much for joining us. Come back next week, everybody. Got to fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.